this is, you know, standard operating procedure. Why not all the criticism of John McCain's million-dollar donations from the Saudi Arabians? There's an interesting backstory there with Michael Flynn, who was previously the Trump campaign's pick for defense secretary, and he is now retroactively put in the paperwork to be an official Turkish and I think it's Turkish. Should look at this. Oh, it's in my notes in front of me. Jumping around here. Turkey, Flynn, and the Deep Swamp. Yes. So he's now part of the lobbying groups. He's an official registered agent of another state. And that is a common practice. I think a lot of people are missing the grander point that so many of our politicians are actually working as agents for other countries. That in their interest above the United States or the citizens or the U.S. dollar or any of the other things that people, you know, vote for Donald Trump to enact, to bring them. So anyway, a great piece from Moon of Alabama has this: gas from Israel and the Flynn wiretapping behind the deep state infighting over the Trump election. And I'll just read a paragraph from this. What is really behind the deep state infighting over the U.S. elections and the wiretapping of the Trump campaign? It's a great question. You know, there's a lot of talk, but not a lot of analysis of what's actually happening. This schism, because there are obviously lots of military industrial complex players, the Milplex. That is the deep. That's the swamp, for lack of a better term. You know, over 50% of the U.S. annual budget is military. So when you look at the pie chart of what the U.S. government annually spends money on, it looks like Pac-Man. It's a huge pie for the military-industrial complex. You know, politicians love to talk about all the small, you know, entitlement programs and safety net programs, but when it really comes to, you know, where the money goes and where it could be better spent, it's right there. It's in front of everybody, but they don't talk about it. So anyway, so there's a lot of players on Trump's team. He didn't get there without a lot of help. I think we can all agree. So anyway, the former director of the CIA under Clinton, James Woolsey, went to Wall Street Journal and offered up some information, likely some true and some false, on the retired General Flynn and the lobbying businesses he was involved in. Woolsey is an arch neoconservative. He had worked on the transition team of Trump, but got fired over growing tensions over Trump's vision for the intelligence agencies. Flynn is the former national security advisor to Trump, who later got fired. Woolsey was a board member of Flynn's former lobbying group company, FIG. Woolsey claims that in September 2016, he took part in a meeting between Flynn and high-level Turkish officials, including the Turkish foreign minister and the energy minister, who is the son of the Turkish president, Erdogan. During the meeting, Woolsey claims a brainstorming took place over how the Turkish cult leader, Fethullah Gulen, could probably by illegal means, be removed from the U.S. and handed over to Turkey. Gulen is accused by the Erdogan mafia, of course, of initiating a coup against the Turkish government. The U.S. claims officially that there is no evidence for such an accusation, that Gulen can therefore be not rendered to Turkey. So it goes on, and the crux of it is that Michael Flynn was working with the Israelis to get these Turkish oil fields to work with them to get gas to the European networks of gas pipelines. There's a lot of money to be made, and of course that brings a schism, because there are those, especially in Europe, that are not thrilled with Erdogan and do not want to do business with a man that is leveraging his population, unleashing herds of refugees, because that's just how many people want to escape Turkey, because it's such a great place to be right now, apparently, into Europe. And of course, you're not seeing a lot of media attention on the horrible atrocities that were committed post-coup. I mean, we're talking about thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people being detained, teachers, military, policemen, librarians, students, basically in large torture chambers and left to rot in jail cells. Humanitarian crisis, but just probably one of many that aren't getting a lot of attention, like the one that's playing out with a large player, of course, in the New World Order, if you will, as John McCain continues to enlighten us about the post-World War. If you haven't seen the clip, there's a great clip of McCain saying New World Order over and over again recently. But that whole legacy. That's kind of business as usual, and there are competing interests, some of which Flynn represents, that faction that we've talked about, aligned with Eric Prince, formerly of Blackwater, and other consultants and people that facilitate business. I mean, that's one of the things. Michael Flynn was getting paid by Russia Today to go on a speaking circuit. The U.S. government is now looking into the alternative media ties to Russia. Drudge Report, maybe. Alex Jones has been named along with Russia Today as people under FBI investigation for those ties. So as this witch hunt kind of plays out, we're seeing what's not being talked about when it comes to this deep state. And of course, this very, very dangerous precedent where we're now seeing the CIA being given the authority to wage secret covert wars via drone under the Trump administration. So things are definitely going to be heating up, I would imagine, in Syria over the next several months in the bid to eradicate ISIS, one of the things that Donald Trump promised to do. Now, how that plays out, you know, there's a lot of people that are very optimistic. All right, let's get in there. Let's get tough. But I'm more interested in the details, and we're not getting a lot of those. Interesting piece that kind of highlights what we're saying here. $10 trillion missing from the Pentagon, and no one, not even the DOD, the Department of Defense, knows where it is. Over a mere two decades, the Pentagon has lost track of a mind-numbing $10 trillion. That's trillion with a fat taxpayer-funded T, and no one, not even the Department of Defense, really knows what happened, where it went, even through audits of the federal agencies. After that became mandatory in 1996, the Pentagon has apparently made it an exception for itself. Full 20 years later, it stands pretty much never having complied with that federal mandate. Not that it is shocking. The thing that's shocking is so many people are worried about Trump care, how we're going to fund these solutions, and who's going to, the 20 million people or 40 million people that would die because of Donald Trump's Trump care, whether, you know, Steve Bannon has been threatening Republicans, all of these things that you see on TV, they're just pure dribble. They are meaningless talking points and really designed absolutely as a cover for real politics, what's really happening. And of course, they're not going to, you know, bite the hands that feed them when it comes to talking about the military-industrial complex. The Pentagon laid out this really, really interesting piece of paper. It's a 72-page document by this gentleman, Hagel, who had put this together for the Defense Secretary, Robert O'Work, who was a lead author of the report. And it talked about how to make America great again in a lot of ways. through transformational advances in nanotechnology, robotics, energy, automation, all of these things that are so tied to the quote-unquote military-industrial complex. And when you look at, you know, what we have today and where we will be in just a few years technologically, that ultimately will be the future. And the military, the CIA, the NSA, I mean, that's the one thing that people can take away from the vault leaks, Vault 7 from WikiLeaks, is that the United States government has made it a point to infiltrate every aspect of the Fortune 500 companies, all of the technology corporations that they have any influence in. They have been instrumental in bugging and providing not only the technology, but they have, through NQTEL and other initiatives, actually funded the creation of things like Google. Google would not be here today if it wasn't for the CIA and a huge amount of upstart funding. And all of this is designed to be able to automate warfare in the 21st century and to remain absolutely relevant. And, rather than just sitting here and having a talk about the technocrats when it comes back to Donald Trump, I mean, these are the people that he is entrusting in the branches of government. And these technological innovations are going to be the future. They will determine the future. And that's kind of scary. You're seeing that being turned on Donald Trump himself when it comes to WikiLeaks and this revelation. I mean, I remember 10 years ago being that guy.
Look, the government's getting into your TVs. The TVs will be listening to you. They'll be able to turn it on, turn your car off and on, know where you're at 24 hours a day. It's going to be an omnipresent, and it is not going to be good. It's going to be very bad. And people thought, well, obviously you're crazy and you're a kook. So anyway, quick break on the other side. We'll be back with more Blacklisted news. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Are you surprised that an Israeli oil company hired Michael Flynn to sweeten the pot with Turkey to try to get them to help them deliver natural gas and oil to European markets? Pipeline wars, big oil, Wall Street, and big pharma. It's really some of the big power players that control politics today. Those are the corporate sponsors. And those people aren't going away. Whether Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, whoever may be that gets into the White House, those things never change. Those are the people that have the money, power, and influence to shape the direction of this country. Quick little note before we get to some of the more interesting things. You know, of course, I've mentioned this a lot. The travel ban, which is really more of a delay, from several Middle Eastern Muslim prominent or Muslim majority countries. It's not a Muslim ban by definition, from what I've read, but that becomes the hot potato. You know, is it anti-Muslim or is it this? I've said, you know, many times, your chances of dying in a terrorist attack, even though they've become more prevalent over the last few years, especially the awareness of those, at least, in the minds of a lot of Americans. I mean, there were lots of bombings in the U.S. in the 70s, and it just wasn't such a big deal. But it is now, and it should be. it's not a trivial matter when it comes to terrorism, but still, your chances of being killed by a terrorist are like one in a million, in some phenomenal number. I mean, it's right there with being struck by lightning. So when it comes to a lot of these solutions, bigger walls without looking at the drug war itself, you know, trying to stop people from coming in this country while we're still bombing them and creating more and more terrorists. Primarily, the one reason that a lot of terrorists bomb this country or attempt to. You just look at the nightclub shooter there in Florida. He went on and said, you know, like many, that it's U.S. foreign policy and illegal wars being waged in the name of the U.S. that are the primary sponsor. In reason that you have terrorists. So without addressing any of those issues and then talking about, well, we need to check your Facebook when you get to the United States, I think those things are silly and they don't really make us safer. And the threat is overhyped. So, you know, I kind of reject most of the mainstream media arguments as to why we don't need a lot of the things that Donald Trump has proposed. I just think that they're not really solutions. They're the tired old hat, and it's just throwing more money at a problem rather than, you know, striking at the root. But airlines want protectionism. U.S. bans laptops, tablets on competitors' flights. So this is being hailed as, you know, a safety measure, banning airlines from the Emirates, the Etihad Airways, Qatari Airways, and others, from allowing passengers to have laptops or any kind of tablet. Not that I would want to bring one
with me coming back to the United States or going to the United States because the government's going to look through it. But anyway, this was something that really upset the American. They were upset that there was this subsidization of these airlines, and they were getting a huge chunk of money. And so the carriers, none of which were U.S. carriers, were actually affected by this ban. The ban hit flights operated by Royal, Jordanian, Egypt Air, Turkish Airlines, Saudi Airlines, Kuwait Airlines, Royal Act, Maroc, Qatar Airways, Emirates, and a few of the aforementioned. But this is something that U.S. Companies were pushing for because U.S. airlines were upset that Dubai, money from Dubai, money from the Emirates were being used to subsidize those airlines and help them sell cheaper tickets. So, you know, this is supposed to be an additional security measure. It's just graft for some of those that supported Donald Trump. And, of course, the U.S. airlines. Talk about economic terrorists. How many times have we bailed those guys out? Anyway, quick break. More on the other side. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Yeah, so the travel ban, or at least the U.S. ban on laptops, tablets, and other electronic devices, was spearheaded by the CEOs of Delta, United, and American Airlines. They were upset because Gulf carriers, and I want to thank Rex, who just texted the show at 512-222-3067, brought a little extra to the plate here. He writes, the Gulf carriers have received over $50 billion in documented subsidies from their government owners in 2004. Chief executives of the three big networks wrote in a recent letter to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Mr. Secretary, the letter continues, we are confident that the Trump administration shares our view on the importance of enforcing our open skies agreements. So this is a way to go after those companies. Right or wrong, I mean, I do think that, you know, expanding U.S. into U.S. markets with government money, that seems wrong, but that's something the U.S. government does all the time. Expanding U.S. businesses into countries is, you know, part and parcel. I mean, that's really what the CIA is good at doing, and that is working with, you know, corporate benefactors and corporate businesses and using that kind of in a neoliberal way of, you know, supporting what used to be the Cold War, the non-friendlies, the red states, people that were warming up to the Soviet Union. So you have lots of those Cold Warriors. Interestingly enough, so yeah, I mean, this is just business. It has nothing to do with security. Whether you agree with what Rex Tillerson is doing, I think some of you might, but. It has nothing to do with keeping you safe. Everything to do with corporate competition. So it's just an interesting nugget. And it shows you, you know, just with this one example, how little of what you get on television and from the mainstream media concerning these issues. You know, they just talk about Trump being a Nazi, but they don't give you the backstory. That's what we try to do here. I want to talk about a few things that have come up over the last few days, and one of which is Pizzagate, or as we like to call on the show, Pizza Time. Alex Jones apologizes to James Alefantis about Pizzagate. If you haven't seen this, it's pretty interesting. I don't think I've ever heard an apology issued by Alex Jones that was completely lawyer speak, but I saw this, kind of surreal. Basically said that everything that he has said and staff and all of the information, video, commentary that he's produced about Pizzagate or had references to that he has gotten rid of, removed from YouTube. Apparently, he is being sued by James Alefantis. Now, interestingly enough, his boyfriend, David Brock, who is a big-time political insider, operator, he is the head of Media Matters, which is a big, big recipient of George Soros funding, amongst other neoliberal think tanks. Very, very well-connected power player. Of course, James Alefantis is the owner of Comet Ping Pong. If you followed along with Pizzagate at any level, you may be familiar with the story.
how this release of documents from John Podesta's email showed secret communications, coded communications, referencing pizzas and hot dogs and the like, and this led to many believing that Comet Ping Pong was a hangout or possibly a place where children were preyed upon, or people in the pedophile ring DC elite had some kind of connection to this place. And there's a lot to be said about it, but the fact that you have this heart attack, you have this push, and then I've seen a lot of other interesting people kind of making the headlines. H Street had a piece out about David Seaman. Now, David Seaman is, I don't know. I don't want to make a lot of, assumptions about him as a person. I actually interviewed him, which oddly enough has somehow been memory holed. I cannot find this interview of David Seaman. I was sure that I put it on YouTube. I don't know what happened to it. It wasn't that interesting. David Seaman kind of came onto the independent media scene in 2014 when he was running for Congress in Florida, and talked about surveillance a lot. He was kind of, seemed to me at least, to be an opportunist. Some of the things that were alleged against him in the H Street expose of David Seaman. The headline reads, "Is the man behind the White House Pizzagate really a rally just in it for the money?" So there was a Pizzagate rally that happened over the weekend. Now, so anyway, David Seaman, he ran for Congress and he did a lot of interviews on RT with Abby Martin. Abby Martin became a good friend of his, I guess, and he was friends with the promoter of Joe Rogan's show, his podcast, and he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. I saw him there, and I thought, well, this guy is just somebody who kind of came out of nowhere, and then he became a Huffington Post journalist. Of course, took in a lot of money for his congressional campaign, went nowhere, obviously, with that. And now he is like the aficionado on Pizzagate. You see the guy everywhere. And every other day it's, he's deleted his Twitter, and then Twitter comes back and they're after him, and there's insiders telling him that tomorrow there's going to be this huge arrest of these pedophile rings, and we're going to hear all this stuff come out. So he's kind of been a progenitor of a lot of the, I would say, intentional disinformation, and using a lot of these tactics I've seen people use over the years to draw attention to themselves, kind of attention whore type tactics. Every day. I mean, Alex Jones does that to a certain extent. I mean, I've never heard anybody complain more about his YouTube videos being, taken down. But if I go to YouTube and put in Alex Jones, there's like, 3 million, there's like 3 million videos. I would bet that Alex Jones's videos probably take up 2% of all of YouTube servers, maybe even more. I mean, there's so much on there. So, it's kind of this hyperbolic thing, and you see it in the alternative media as well. This big thing's going to happen. Just wait. I mean, December 31st, 2012 was a big deal. Things were going to happen. And so I've seen this pattern over and over again. But there is this pushback, and now we're seeing a lot of the commentary being, by Alex Jones himself being memory hold. And you have people out there. I mean, we talked about some really, I think Ben Swan's expose on Pizzagate, and the there's a lot of really interesting, very valuable information that came from a lot of people's investigations. Of course, there's a lot of, poison in the well as well. And that's really what I kind of took away from David Seaman becoming the Pizzagate guy. First he's the congressional guy. I'm the honest guy that's going to be there. And then I'm this guy. And then I'm that guy. And for a while he was the Bitcoin guy. on and on and on. So kind of an opportunist, but somebody like Alex Jones that is being thrown into the fire over Pizzagate. There's a big pushback. All right, let's talk about things. We got fake news that we have to counter, and we got fake weed. DEA approved synthetic marijuana for a company that spent $500,000 to keep weed illegal. According to the Washington Post, INSYS has developed a drug based on a synthetic ingredient, THC, called Syndros. So you're going to probably hear more about this. This drug was approved by the FDA in July for the treatment of AIDS and cancer patient symptoms. INSYS Therapeutics is a small player on a national scale. The Center for Responsive Politics, this from antimedia.com, reported that they spent only $120,000 lobbying in D.C. in 2016. But in Arizona, where the company is based, they forked over $500,000. And they did it to keep marijuana illegal in the traditionally Republican state. So, yeah, I'm sure they gave John McCain
New World Order.
A handsome sum to continue being the that's one of the biggest paydays for the military industrial complex and the justification for the militarization of police departments across the nation. That's a lot to say. John McCain's that guy. He is a player. So anyway, pretty ironic. You would think that they would want to they don't want other people creating marijuana or medicating themselves. They want to get into the middle of it. Interesting piece. There's some stuff happening in Colombia. We read this from the New York Times. With the rebels gone, Colombia jumps into the pot industry. There's a Canadian company called Pharma Cielo, and they have actually lobbied the Colombian government to allow them exclusively to grow marijuana legally. Now, this is pretty unprecedented because most of these U.S.-funded plans and government-funded drug war cockamamie schemes were to, get these farmers. They were growing coca, marijuana, other poppy, whatever it may be, to grow pineapples and tomatoes and other things that they just didn't have access to sell into an international market. And it's always failed miserably because guess what? Cocaine, is a bumper crop, and tomatoes maybe not so much. And if you can't get those tomatoes to somewhere where people will pay high prices outside of Colombia, your neighbors, you're going to be in a bad way. So this is that's never worked. This may work, but oddly enough, FARC, which was the, rebel communist faction that was controlling large swaths of Colombia until recently, they were, funding the paramilitary activities of their forces with drug money. Funny enough, this piece highlights how the FARC were extorting people for taxes and businesses and residents and making them grow drugs for money. And then when you juxtapose that to what the government's doing, forcing them to pay taxes, forcing them to only do this legally under a monopoly, it's the exact same thing, although the people of Colombia were actually making more money growing dope for the FARC. Because they had access to international markets, whereas this Canadian firm, and think about that. I mean, that's another whole story in and of itself, that a private company has now legally, gone to a foreign nation and changed their laws, lobbied their laws for U.S. and Canadian domestic consumers of, not just, cannabis or marijuana, but all of the oils and other things that you can extract and create from that. The hemp industry, probably something that should be resurrected immediately in this country when it comes to jobs and textiles and making America great again. It's kind of a no-brainer. But there you go. Fake weed. We also have fake weather. If you didn't know any better, you would have thought that we were going to experience just 10 days ago. This is the already memory hold. 10 days ago, New York City was going to be under snow, multiple feet of snow. This blizzard is going to be horrendous. And there was lots of fear and hype on television. Take cover. So, and of course, you know, global warming, you know, climate change, those things, anything that they can use fear to sell, they do that. So anyway, I saw this Shepard Smith. He's so quaint. He had this diatribe about this report that the National Weather Service actually knew that the blizzard that it predicted earlier in the week wouldn't produce the large amounts of snow they initially stated. However, the National Weather Service decided to keep pushing the worst case scenario so as not to confuse the public. Now, this is a huge revelation. Fake weather. We don't want to make all the stupid lemmings. We've already scared them, and we don't want to lose our legitimacy. There's a bevy of reasons why they may do this, but it just shows you how a federally funded agency thinks so little of telling you the truth, because you know, they don't want to confuse you. The truth might make you confused. I mean, isn't it telling? It's so in your face. And Shepard Smith said it's just plain wrong. What you're doing is wrong. It's not that it's wrong. It's that this is just one example of thousands that highlight how government agencies keep us in the dark for our own best interest, as not to confuse us. So, the weather, I mean, you would think that the weather isn't that politicized. I mean, it is somewhat now. It is being weaponized. And not just talking about the chemtrails over Arizona there, Craig. I'm talking about the political football that it becomes over the last few years, and the justification for taxing the people more and more and more, and ultimately making you subsidize the bad deeds of these polluters, which I don't want companies and countries to pollute. I think that that's kind of a no-brainer right there. You know, we can live cleaner, more efficient ways to do that with a burgeoning population. You have to come up with new ways. You're not going to be able to, you know, have a 20th century grid, electrical grid, fuel and power the 21st century. It's just not going to happen. Things do have to change. It's where we're at. You know, Uber's an interesting group of businesses. Now, Uber suspends self-driving car test after autonomous vehicle crashes in Arizona. Now, of course, you know, there's a good chance that many of their other Uber drivers with human beings behind the wheels crash, and they do on almost a daily basis. I'm sure a daily basis. But when it comes to this, I think a lot of people want to take away that, the robots are not going to outpace us and relegate us quite yet. Not so fast. We're going to take a quick break. Back on the other side, it's Blacklisted Radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Final segment here on the show, trying to leave you with something positive. I look at technology, kind of mentioned that, and, you know, the course, the control of that when it comes to industry and the future of not just this country, but humanity. It's going to be a technological revolution. It already is. We're starting to see how we are integrating into a high information society. Ken and I were just talking during the break. I mean, people have never – it's not that people don't see the problems. It's not that people – I mean, even though maybe somewhat uninformed and, you know, getting bad information from television or talking points from the National Weather Service, they're designed not to confuse. Not it's the guy behind – I always think of – when I was watching that, I was thinking of, you know, the Wizard of Oz, you know, the man behind the curtain, do not confuse the sheeple. Bah. Yeah, it was one of those things. Just wanted to use that effect, really, to be quite honest. And so it's this disdain for the majority of people that they just can't. Not everybody can jump into the conversation. That's why we do this podcast, because I think it's a little meta. We go beyond that. And it's a consortium of ideas. You guys, you know, support the show. It's commercial free and it's podcast format, and it's not corporately funded. I want to thank the people that do make it possible, though. Here in the final segment, should have been in the first segment, but thanks to Sarah, Rick, ATX Live, Kimmy, Terrence, and Leslie. And if you haven't seen Dave Chappelle's new comedy shows. There's two of them out. Two sets. Apparently, or allegedly, Netflix paid him $60 million for these. There's going to be three specials that he's selling. But I had to watch it because I saw so much angst and people being completely offended by this, you know, by Dave Chappelle's skit. I knew that it was going to be – I didn't think it was that controversial, actually. It's really not that controversial. I just realized how many bloggers are out there that are completely butthurt and find you know the thing about comedy or anything that's really funny is that it's somewhat based in truth, and it has a stinging edge. It bothers you because it is true, and only through comedy can you have these kind of conversations, or you know, even meta conversations about topics where people can take a step back from the topic itself and appreciate some of the nuances about it. Whether it's rape, you know, can't say rape, it's horrible. I mean, rape is prevalent on planet Earth. It is a topic, and it's a sad state of affairs that people, you know, physically hump one another, you know, and rape each other. But if you look at the animal kingdom, it's pretty freaking common. So, you know, I don't know. It's not to be made fun of. If you have a light heart, don't watch Dave Chappelle's show. I actually recommend it. It's okay to be uncomfortable and everything. that is comedy. Guys, gals, thanks for your time. I know it's a somewhat parted show here, at least mentally, but I had a fun time doing it. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Ken will be too. And look forward to hearing from you. Text me anytime during the week, 512-222-3067. Vaya con Dios.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to